Northern New York could get very heavy snow. Wall Street just opening for business this morning. Stocks starting off the day sharply higher. More details, srnnews.com.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, and find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A little brisk out there today. Temperatures running about 10 to 12 degrees below normal for this late in the season, with a high temperature today up to about 67. But it's those gusty westerly winds at 20 miles per hour which will make it seem, you know, a little cooler, with mostly sunny skies today. Clear skies, quite cold for this late in the season tonight, low 38. Tomorrow and Saturday, plenty of sunshine. I've got us teasing 70 degrees on Friday and probably 71 Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday with more sun. So a good weekend forecast. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert is asking the city for a 25% pay increase for the entire police department. The city would have to generate $7.1 million to honor the police chief's request. The Montgomery Public Safety Committee plans to discuss how they can come up with the funding in their next meeting. The first MH-139 Gray Wolf helicopter arrived at Maxwell Air Force Base Wednesday. This is the first of many Gray Wolves that will be assigned to the 908th Airlift Wing, whose new mission is to be the flight training unit for the MH-139. The Alabama Senate is considering a new bill that could fast-track the long-delayed process of getting medical marijuana to needy patients. Senate Bill 276 would triple the number of licenses the Troubled State Cannabis Commission can award in the integrated licenses category. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 577074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PAG02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Well, good morning and welcome to Alabama Unfiltered. I'm waiting to be joined by the Birmingham crew. They are not speaking up just yet, but that's the way it goes. It's live radio. So while they're sorting that out, let's take a little break here and see exactly what's going on as we reload the clean feed operation. And I'm seeing someone on the monitor right now, and it looks like they are asking for a little more time in Birmingham. So apparently they're restarting the computers and getting all set up, which is great. Get it started. Meanwhile, let's see what we got. In local news, we had some good news coming down the first. Let's see. I do the news. I know about this. Oh, the first MH-139 Grey Wolf helicopters arrived at Maxwell Air Force Base yesterday. Can you finally? They have arrived. They will be assigned to the 908th Airlift Wing, and that is their new mission. They'll be doing all the flight training for the Grey Wolf MH-139.
Mark, can you hear me, Sky?
Yeah. Welcome to the program.
Wait, what did you do?
I turned it all back on. Just so y'all know, look, we're not completely incompetent, but people come in and use our studio for other stuff and our board. And the fact that it works at all at this moment, because none of the lights are the same as usual, I don't know what they did to it. But anyway, we appreciate you listening to the show. Sky, thank you very much for holding down the fort for just a moment.
Sky, what were you going to talk about?
I was almost finished. The brand-new Grey Wolf helicopters arrived at Maxwell Air Force Base.
Did they really?
Yes.
How much do those jokers cost us?
Oh, you can't afford them, Scott.
I was going to pick up a couple.
You can send Allison and Amy Beth down here, land on the roof, and we'll have...
Yeah,
and I can have some fun, you know, every now and then.
They kept wives.
But
Y'all could probably afford them.
This is a really big thing for Montgomery and really for the whole state of Alabama.
All right, look, here's my advice.
A Grey Wolf helicopter.
Yeah, don't... We'll just let somebody else go up in it first. To all the people down there, because it's made by Boeing.
Oh, man.
Oh, shoot.
Did y'all know that? I didn't know that. Boeing's MH-139A Grey Wolf is a multi-mission helicopter based on the proven commercial AW-139.
Well, their helicopter is a lot better than their commercial
airline. Yeah.
So we're going with that their military
grade
equipment is better than their...
It's a whole separate group of workers.
Did you say residential?
What is commercial?
It no, civilian.
Civilian.
Civilian aircraft.
Or
okay.
Residential.
You think it's a whole different set, really? We sure?
I mean, we're telling ourselves that.
I mean, isn't Boeing all into DEI and all that kind of stuff? And they make our military stuff? I mean, that's a decent question. Sky didn't intend necessarily to go down this road, but no. How confident do we feel when the companies who are building our life and death military strategic equipment are like, oh, we want to make sure everybody looks the same. You know, we want to represent. And, oh, we want to make sure. We want to guarantee that there's at least 2 out of every 100 workers putting together a Grey Wolf helicopter should be transgender and think every moment about whether or not they need their junk.
Their parts.
Or not, while they're putting parts on our helicopters. You know what I'm saying? They're like, I don't know if I should take my parts off or put new parts on, but I'm an expert on putting this helicopter together. Does that sound like it makes a lot of sense? What?
No, I'm laughing because it's like, anyway, an expert.
Do we put propellers on here or do we take them off?
Some parts you need and some parts you don't.
Yeah, well, deciding that,
too?
Yeah,
they're like, that one we can just chop off.
we'll just take the tail right off of this here helicopter.
This is good because I wanted to talk about this, actually. Last night, what were we watching? I can't remember what we were watching, but a commercial came on.
Okay.
And it was a United Airlines commercial. Have you seen this yet?
Mm-mm.
Where there's a pilot shortage, and they are talking about... Hey, apply with United.
We'll take anybody?
Pretty much. That's pretty much what it was. And I was like, this is great. And then I thought, why is there a pilot shortage, Scott Beeson? Like, let's go through all the ways that they screwed up since COVID.
That's true.
I mean, first of all, they made all their pilots get vaccinated.
Right. And a bunch of them quit or retired. Right.
Well, yes. Okay. They quit or retired. Mm-hmm. Then they start having strokes and seizures and all these things from the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And then they implement DEI. And I mean, I told Jared last night, I just started laughing. I'm like, you did this to yourself.
Right.
United, you did this to yourself. And I'm like, I don't care what color you are.
Right.
I don't care. This woke crap has got to end. Like, just fly the plane.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Italy this summer.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure I'm going to die on the way over. You know? I mean, like, I've never considered that before. But I'm like, what if bolts start coming off or...
Right.
I don't know. The DEI hire all of a sudden can't figure out how to flip the switch. And, you know, it's just... It's ridiculous what they are doing. And so when I see advertisements that we need pilots, I'm thinking we're not on the right track in general.
Part of it is, look, there are certain things that certain people, for whatever reason, are very, very interested in, okay? There are a lot of white girls.
Yes.
Who want to be teachers.
Yes.
And that's just their thing. There's a lot of little white boys who want to grow up and drive trains or fly planes. But the airline industry said for the last 2 or 3 or 4 years, we don't really want you.
Mm-hmm.
Or the last multiple years, we don't even want you. And we don't really care how you score on your test.
Yeah.
If somebody else who is not a little white boy wants the job, we're going to pass you over so that we can check all these boxes. I want anybody who wants to be a pilot to be able to be a pilot if they meet the guidelines.
Right.
If they pass the test. And then you start running into that wall of all these Americans who are like, and I guess it's Westerners who are like, oh no, a test shouldn't matter. You know when I tested poorly? When I didn't know the subject material, which means I didn't study.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't get to go home to my parents who are like, how in the world did you make this grade? Well, I just don't test well in organic chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I understand. I get the whole argument on, oh, I just don't test well, or so-and-so is challenged or whatever. I get it. But, okay, let's use the airline industry. Let's use being a pilot. So-and-so doesn't test well. Well, why? Well, they know the material, but they get anxious.
They don't perform well under pressure.
You're flying a freaking plane. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the two right engines go out.
Yeah.
Is that more stressful or less stressful than that little written test?
You're right.
And we come up with these things and say it doesn't matter, but it is very similar to the idea that we think anybody can be president. Just like we think anybody can be a pilot, just like we think anybody can be a combat infantry marine, we think anybody can be special forces, we think anybody can be a doctor, we think anybody can be an emergency medical technician. That's what I want to do. Okay, well, baby, we'll just let you. Will you stink on the test? Well, that's okay. We'll let you. I can't perform under stress. Well, that's okay. I just want you to get a little badge.
You
get a little pilot's badge. We'll give you little wings. You know?
That's what it feels like. I mean, it really does. Meanwhile, you're carrying, I think they call them souls, 221 mm-hmm. souls on your plane.
Mm-hmm.
But you really shouldn't even be there. I mean, it's like the police requirements. You know how they several offices, departments now mm-hmm. have lowered the requirements to
right.
be, and it's so they can get more females in.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. If I'm being held up and held hostage, I don't need the girl that can't run. Like right. you got to get right. to me, kind of thing.
Well,
don't lower
here's
the standards.
Other thing. You're not supposed to shoot people, right? Okay. Let's just say you're a police officer. Your first response when they're getting rowdy is not to shoot them. Can we agree on that? That is where we are. Do not shoot the culprit just because they're acting crazy. And then the guidelines are basically do not shoot the culprit or the criminal just because they come after you. Like, you know, they're going to struggle, wrestle to get away. You can't just shoot them. Well, the women should be able... Look, I'm not advocating for this, but a woman can't get into the wrestling match with the 235-pound, 6'2", 235-pound guy who's on crystal meth.
She's not going to take fat and weak.
She's not going to take him down with her weeks of judo training at the local sheriff's department. You know what I'm saying? Just not happening.
Really?
And that's why you see these videos of these lady police officers trying to stop the guy at the gas station or whatever, and she just gets body slammed. And you're like, I don't understand it. But they get to check a box and say, we have this many
right.
females or whatever. And if that's what a female wants to do, have at it. But there are risks. But the point is, why aren't we forcing it? You know what I'm saying? Why aren't we saying, okay, we've got to have more minority and more women and more trans and more gay pilots? What is the point?
Equity.
But what if they don't want to do it?
Because we're racist.
Are they going into the what is the name of the academy in Birmingham?
Oh, the Magic City Acceptance Academy?
Are they going into the Acceptance Academy and saying, hey, look, does anybody want to be a pilot? Nobody raises their hand and like, well, 10 of you need to be. You just
darn
need
it,
to be.
We need you.
We need you. It'll make the world better. And they're okay, fine, whatever. I mean, it kind of feels that way because we're not turning anybody away. United's not saying, hey, we're not going to hire any gay pilots. We're not going to hire any black pilots. We're not going to hire women pilots. They're not saying that.
That's true.
But they're saying, hey, I got a sign. Come here, do this. It'll be great. We'll pay you. They're actively trying to convince people come be pilots because the doors are not closed on people in the United States.
No, I don't care if you're transgender, if you're a drag queen, I don't care who you are. If you can fly a plane mm-hmm. and you're the best at it, mm-hmm. you come fly my plane.
But
I don't care.
It will bother me if you're...
How is all this? I don't understand, Scott. If you know, the old saying, two wrongs don't make a right.
Yes.
Okay, if there was discrimination back, you know, in previous generations...
Yeah, like before you and I were born?
Right, right. When none of us have anything to do with and are not responsible for. How is it going to square all this by taking a qualified applicant who has done the work
achieved the level to be hired in this position, how's it going to help to push him aside in favor of a lesser candidate of the correct color or race or ethnicity or gayness or transness or whatever? How is that right? How's that going to make it? How do you make two wrongs into a right? You can't be done.
That's
what I don't understand.
I think the only thing it actually does is make
someone... How do you cure discrimination with more discrimination?
Exactly.
It makes somebody feel good. But what's funny is it makes a rich, guilty white person or a angry minority person, it makes them feel better for two different reasons. But what's funny is the rich, guilty white guy who runs some of these companies is usually not giving up his multi-million dollar salary
right
to give it to a diversity, equity, inclusion hire. Now, when they do make some of those kind of spectacles, it's usually when they're retiring with the golden parachute. Mm. The next person after me should be someone who is diverse or equitable. We mean after you. About this, let's just replace you and take your house and your boat and give it to them too. They don't think that's fair.
That's true.
We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylequire.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Luke Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License 84417.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. Neon-like casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions. Combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region, call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to the Alabama Unfiltered Radio Program. I'm Sky Mosley, your humble producer, and it appears we're having some more technical issues with the crew in Birmingham. So let's continue with the news, shall we?
Okay.
Here's one for you. Oh, wait.
Not yet.
Well, I think you're on the air right now, Scott and Allison, so no, maybe not. Well, you're certainly coming through on the air.
Wait, is that, did we turn it off?
You're on the air. You're on the air live right now.
I thought it was here.
Okay, I'm turning them off. Okay, to continue, here's an interesting story for you. Narcotics investigators in Alabama discovered 2 kilograms of cocaine in a backpack being worn by a 3-year-old child during execution of a search warrant. This was done in Mobile. For those of you scoring at home, 2 kilograms is 4.4 pounds of cocaine. 3-year-old child's backpack. Want to test right now, Allison? No, you're buzzing away. Okay, sorry. They're still getting prepared. They're a little slower up there in Birmingham than we are in Montgomery. Also at the residence, 3 other unsupervised children. When mom was finally tracked down, her name, Tira Takora Hill, she was charged with trafficking cocaine and some other assorted charges and 4 counts of child endangerment. That's incredible. 2 kilograms of cocaine in a backpack being worn by a 3-year-old child. What a world, huh? Somebody ought to sell tickets. By the way, the number to call, 272-9228, that is the River Region hotline. You will come straight in. I will not be able to screen your call because there's nobody else here but me. I am all alone. So here's your big chance to help me co-host if you so desire. Meanwhile, let's... here's one for you. This recently occurred yesterday, as a matter of fact. Montgomery Police Chief Daryl Albert is asking the city for a 25% across-the-board pay increase for the entire police department. Well, that's not going to cost much. Let's see who's on the who's on the phone here, shall we? You're on the air. Who's calling, please?
Risky click of the day.
That's right, buddy. See, I've got faith. I've got faith, Randall. How are you this morning?
I know you do.
Yeah, you got man. Got to survive. You got to believe and have a little faith.
I'm almost as beautiful as this day is, man. Like, it's gorgeous out there.
Yeah.
Y'all had some interesting topics this week. That snake thing kind of took a run of its own since Monday, man. It done went from this show to Joy's show, but man, back to the helicopters and stuff coming in. So, what kind of years are we looking at that's guaranteed they to be here?
I don't know if there are any guarantees anymore as far as Air Force Base. You know, with the Space Force thing supposed to come to Huntsville, and then. You know, we're not a politically favored state with the Biden administration. They just moved to Colorado. I don't know. You tell me. Are you asking me how long Maxwell's going to be in Montgomery, Alabama?
I'll be honest with you. I was getting a little worried when they took off the big carriers, the C-131s. You know, man, I knew they were, because they bring the jets down the field, it didn't mean nothing. And, I'm very afraid of that. I look at Selma. I look at how it did, and they took
Craig away, yeah,
and what happens, you know, to a society when that happens, and
it decimated Selma. It still is. They're still reeling, really, from the loss of their Air Force base.
And it comes into that turned into a. I know we can't get into it because it got a lot of people in trouble, but. It turned into a little drug hub. Like, that's where they were landing planes and getting the liquid meth off. And an old caller from down south, low at L.A., worked in there on some air conditioners and saw bubble gum packs being opened up and, the wrapper being done away with one bucket and the gum being put in another bucket. And so it really caps the end of the society in that realm, really, and then it just becomes a free fall, and that's what we look like we're headed to, kind of like Haiti.
Randall
is. Oh yes, ma'am.
Randall, can you hear us?
Yeah, baby, I can hear all three of you.
Randall
saved
the day.
Hey, Randall, good job, Randall.
Yeah, hey, and one thing I want to tell you
anyway. Go ahead, mute Allison on the. Okay, go ahead. Everybody, continue.
It does sound like y'all in an echo, so it's something still ain't quite right. But I did want to say, I heard you the other day say something about 3 seconds, but you caught yourself for saying three, and you went to 2 seconds. And like I tell you, three is a very, very, very main number, and everybody needs to start studying it and getting real familiar with it. And why when death happens in your family, it seems to happen in threes. Why... You know what I mean? Like, I ain't trying to be thirsty, and I'm letting y'all have the mic back. I love y'all, man, and helicopters to my dumb
Randall, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you, man.
You know what I love? Sorry. I don't know why I just took a bite of mine.
That's okay.
Okay.
That's
I mean, whatever. It's Thursday, and we've already messed up. But
we do have a pretty bad echo coming out up there.
We'll work on that again later, but as long as we got that turned on down there... We're good so far. So we'll check on that.
But you know what I love?
What do you love?
Is that the callers came to your rescue, Sky.
Oh, I knew
they
would.
Sit here. I could see the
board
light up.
Did you see that board light
like,
up, man?
Yeah.
Every
no,
single
it was
one.
Awesome. It was really sweet. Yeah. So thank you.
No, they're a great bunch, I'm telling you. They really
well,
are.
Well, we got Stan McDonald coming up next, hopefully. I know, Stan, we appreciate you being on hold. He wants to talk about the ethics reform effort that is going on in Montgomery, and you don't want to miss that. And we will keep mashing buttons, as all of us will.
Nice
I just
good
eat
one.
My snacks while y'all panic.
We'll be back.
Really nice.
No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama. Our local advisors are here to help answer your questions. And we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
One of the most classic and customizable options for your home is custom drapery. Drapes can dress up a space, create privacy, black out a room, and be combined with other window treatments for an impressive and polished space. Just Blinds in Prattville is your trusted local source for quality custom drapery. Just Blinds offers pleated drapery, panel drapery, grommet-style drapery, and drapery hardware. Ben here inviting you to visit our showroom in Prattville or visit us online at gojustblinds.com.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a quiet forecast for the next few days, running way below normal on the temperature with sunshine. High temperature up to about 67 today. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sun. Upper 30s again on Friday night. We should be warmer Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. A comfortable day with sunshine. Risk of showers holding off till Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley I can see my baby tonight.
How about this? Can you hear me?
Hey, all right.
Hey, Will, I will send you a picture, Sky, and to everybody else. According to our equipment, the microphones are off.
But they're on, Scott.
Yes, they are absolutely muted at this moment in time. And
but yours is not on.
Mine's off. He probably didn't hit my button.
No, your button's on. How about now?
Hello? Yes,
she's three now. I was doing
yeah.
two.
But I'll tell you what happened and why it's working.
Well, let me say something first before we get too far.
Yes.
Just want to apologize for leaving my mic hot during the break.
So, oh, what did you say about everybody?
Man, I cussed everybody out, plus y'all.
That's
plus,
all right.
You know, and no, I don't think I said anything too bad, but
What I can't figure out is how we were off down there and Birmingham was hearing us have a stroke. While the whole time we're going, hey, can you hear us? Can you hear us? I've got like 10 text messages.
They're like, yeah,
from,
we can hear
from
you.
Listeners in Birmingham going, yes, we can hear you. And I did keep profanities down.
Well, for a while, I had you lit up here in Montgomery.
Uh-huh.
And then, but because it sounded so bad, I removed that.
Pulled that down. So then when we got it turned on, you were still off.
That's right. I was dealing with 17 other things at the time. You know, I was waiting on Allison to give me the signal that, hey, we're ready.
I don't know what that signal is.
It's like, ta-da!
Oh, okay. Now I know. She needs a magic wand. Yeah.
I know she was asking for more time, but, you know, one of these is always good. Okay.
Well,
You can't see this. This is radio, but I'm giving her the thumbs up signal. Okay.
Yeah, but we kept talking, and you weren't giving anything back, so I couldn't give you the thumbs up. Or that would have been misleading.
And the mics are hot as
fire. I need one more of me. And I tell you what, I think I could do a lot more.
Look, we can quit the discussion because do you know what happened while we're working? Amy Beth walked in the studio. She was late today. And then ta-da!
It's all well. It's still not perfect.
And she's in her fabulous black boots.
Their mics are still off. Stan McDonald is supposed to be with us. I hope he's still on.
He
was not sure if he called the right number, if he we knew how to do a radio show.
I'm glad because I feel like the whole day is like this, and good things come out of the struggle, but when you're in it, not fun at all.
Randall said bad things happen in threes, so I'm going with Arbor's messed up, Sky had us turned down.
I left my mic on.
He left his mic on. That's three. And then Amy Beth wasn't here. So four. We should be over the hump.
Over.
We're actually got an extra disaster. So
So much for coming in threes. We're at 4, 5, 6, 17, 18, 19. Stan McDonald, I hope you're still there. Thank you for your patience. And good morning to you, Stan.
Hey, good morning, Senator Mason. Great to be
with you. Good morning, brother. Well, I'm just glad to be able to talk to you. Now, I can't swear if we're going to be able to talk to other people later in the show, but I'm glad that you have made it. And you wanted to come on, and we wanted to have you on to talk a little bit about this ethics bill that's in the legislature. And speaking for most of the people in Alabama, what is it? Why do we need it? What's going on? And why should we care?
Thank you, Scott, for allowing me to be on. This listenership is kindred spirits with me, I promise you, and I certainly know the hosts are. Thank you for what y'all are doing. No, we don't need it. The 22 stakeholders that met in 2018 to do campaign ethics reform and a working commission said explicitly back then that we did not need a rewrite of the ethics law. The ethics law that we are under right now was born at a time, you might say, of adversity, because Bob Riley had been governor for 8 years and had difficulty with a Democrat-controlled legislature in getting through some of our, you know, conservative initiatives. And some of our listeners may recall that 2010 was a great year. We elected some really solid Republicans on the idea of a, I guess they called it the handshake with Alabama, not a whole lot different than Newt Gingrich's Republican revolution, the contract with America. And the one thing that was, you know, heavy on Bob Riley's mind, and he couldn't wait to get it done, he felt like the first thing he had to address was putting us together a strong before he left office, ethics reform. There is a best practices deciding national group that hailed Alabama's new ethics laws as one of the top ethics laws in the state. That was one of the good farewell gifts from Bob Riley and the new Republican 2010 legislature. Those guys were true believers. Those guys came to the fight. Those guys weren't all running at a time when you have to be a Republican in Alabama. In fact, they all had to overcome. That was an upset night. That was a group of true believers that came in. And the first thing they did was give us the ethics laws that we have right now. Now, this group, and this group knew not Joseph or something, I don't know. They knew not Reagan. They knew not Gingrich, and they damn sure knew not Bob Riley, I guess. They all are trying to roll back and relax Alabama's ethics laws. Now, I will back that, and I will be more specific, but I will tell you, I don't know what's in the drinking water down there in Montgomery, Alabama, but We are electing a whole lot of people who say conservative Christian and principled, and they talk like that, and they walk like that at home, but in Montgomery, Alabama, they're not voting like that, Scott. Is that a big surprise to you?
No, it's not. It's really not, and we're seeing a lot of that out of the Alabama legislature. So, Stan, you know, I would say that, and you correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds like what they may be doing is taking those handful of things that, yeah, there might be some vagueness or, you know, maybe there are some issues. I had some issues with the ethics reform bill we did back in 2010 because I don't want just, because I feel like a lot of times ethics laws and ethics reform is designed to get Stan McDonald when we decide to get rid of Stan McDonald. But if Stan McDonald's one of the good old boys and Stan McDonald's with us and he's part of the establishment, then, you know, Stan's really not doing anything bad. But if Stan gets out of line, oh my gosh, somebody bought him a cup of coffee, that's an ethics violation, can we hammer him out of the legislature? But it seems like instead of trying to make it workable and protect honest people, they want to roll back things to make it easier for corruption to actually happen. Am I reading it wrong or what?
First off, Scott, I share your concerns. I really don't like it when the laws are set up to where they can pick and choose who they want when they want. I concur, and that's a sign of your good conservatism and you're being watchful against prosecutorial misconduct. And I agree with you on that. What this is doing, though, let me give you a couple of examples, which are the most objectionable. The legislature can now hire and fire, but the legislature can fire the executive director of the Ethics Commission. One of the best practices that is being removed is the independence of the Ethics Commission. Mm-hmm. And if you're a legislator and you can fire, now they have to have the Attorney General's recommendation, who also is subject to political things, too. But best practices is that there would be much more insulation than this bill gives us. This is outside the pale in terms of insulation for an independent ethics commission.
Right.
But let me also tell you that if you the lawyers can figure out how to basically there's now a gift allowance. Back in the old days, pre-Riley days, you tell me if I'm wrong, but I think a legislator could probably receive $250 a day, maybe even from multiple lobbyists. And I think that was one of the real runaway things that was going on that was addressed.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a gift ban that's pretty strong that really did away with that. In fact, people have complained. You know, it's just not like it used to be. There is now a gift allowance. I hear the music, and I can elaborate on that more.
Yeah, I would love to know, because one of the words that made it into that legislation was the word de minimis. and
right.
That was actually my word. And so I'm very interested in that, Stan. Stan McDonald is with us. We'll be back.
Singing a song. Nothing but blue sky from now on.
Hi, money. I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right. Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring, new countertops? Carol's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. We've been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move to 135.
We're going to
have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be inside. It's going to be a great opportunity for us. We're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done. But we're just moving to an area where there's other shops like us, which will be good for us. And, you know, it makes it easier for people to come shopping. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up, we're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candy and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move. We will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. So y'all just come see us now.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Are we still echoey? Do I sound like one of the Greek gods?
You sound like you usually do.
Oh.
Which darn it.
Which is definitely like a Greek god.
Well, okay.
We're going to call you Didymus.
We'll go Didymus. De minimis.
De minimis.
Let's get back to Stan McDonald, who may or may not also sound like a Greek god. Stan, we appreciate you back on the program. We were talking about this ethics bill, and you were pointing out how there seems to be an effort to roll back or change the way, I hate the word gifts, because I did get sideways back in 2010, and I think you were one of the people that agreed with me on this. The bill then, the first version, was written just kind of off the chart, and then we were in a caucus meeting one day, and I said, hey, do any of y'all go to, like, the Cub Scouts? You know, thing, they'll have a fall hot dog cookout, and they got hot chocolate and all that kind of stuff. And the little Cub Scouts are there, and you're the greatest thing ever. They have no idea who you are, what you do. You're just a legislator. You're awesome. And, you know, little Billy comes up. He's like, hey, Mr. So-and-so, do you want a cup of coffee or you want some hot chocolate? I made it. And you're like, sure. Now you're a criminal because you've accepted a gift from this child.
Was that part of Bob Rett?
That was part of the first version. Yeah, your own. That was part of the first version. And it turned out I was right on the reading of that. And so everybody had to kind of step back. Okay, all right, look, we might have really gotten gung-ho. And we ended up doing a pretty good job of changing it. And one of the things we changed or added was a word I added, which was de minimis, which means too trivial or minor to merit consideration. And the goal was, I don't want to go to jail if Amy Beth says, hey, can you stop by the coffee shop today? I want to talk to you about that ethics bill y'all got, and I'll get you a cup of coffee to make it, you know, because that's just what people do. I didn't want to go to jail for that, so we fixed it so we didn't. So what is the legislature doing now? They want way more than a cup of coffee or a cheeseburger, I guess.
They want unlimited money, undisclosed. And there's
really
about three ways they can do it. Yes, and I would like for Matt Simpson to come on the air with me and talk about the gift ban. That's the one thing that he won't talk about is the gift ban. It's now a gift allowance. Mm-hmm. Now, you can have unlimited money given by a lobbyist even. Unlimited and undisclosed money as long as it's not your wife or your minor children. Anybody else can get it. Your dad can get it. Your brother can get it.
Oh, that's where they do the immediate family thing, right? Because we wanted to do double dipping one time, Stan, if you remember, and we wanted to do super double dipping, and we were like, okay, look, you can't hire the wife, you can't hire the children, and so they're playing games with give it to the dad, and then dad can let me have it later, or he can buy the boats, he can buy the four wheelers, and let me use them, so it works.
Scott, it's one of those things where, like you alluded to earlier, all it takes is just a little old halfway decent Montgomery lawyer to explain to the sophisticated person wanting to do a workaround how they can do a workaround beautifully, undisclosed and unlimited. And that's what people don't like. Now, somebody who's not a politician per se and just a little bit of a novice who gets in there and just, you know, means to go down there and do right and not have to lawyer up to walk around and do their business, they're going to run afoul of things.
Right.
But if you know exactly how to hold your mouth right at the advice of the local Montgomery attorney, unlimited and undisclosed. And you can also receive unlimited and undisclosed from a lobbyist if you call him a friend, if he calls you a friend. Now,
oh my word,
there is an exception, but it puts the burden of proof on the prosecutor that it has to be, they have to prove that they really wasn't a friend, and they have to prove that the money was given in light of a particular piece of legislation and to influence it.
Hey, Stan, well, can you hold over, brother? I know we got a break at the top. I know it's been a while, but if you can stay over, this is actually fascinating. Stan McDonald's with us. Wow. We'll be back.